Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball towards center. Monday catches it and throws to first to double up Day. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fairley. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Santo moves to second. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal scores. Santo moves to third. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Bourque moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Bourque scores. Monday moves to third. Beckert moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pappas for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bourque for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up beyond second. Hunt can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Torres. Cardenal moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Mike Torres. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Steve Renko. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.